This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 153 Biography of Mike Braun, the Senator from Indiana. General Information. Mike Braun is an American politician and businessman who currently serves as the junior United States Senator from Indiana. He was born on March 24, 1954, in Jasper, Indiana. Braun is a member of the Republican Party and has made a name for himself through his business acumen and his relatively late entry into politics. Before his political career, Braun was known for his entrepreneurial spirit, having founded and operated a successful auto parts distribution company. His political journey began with his election to the Indiana State Senate in 2014, where he served until his successful run for the U.S. Senate in 2018. Early life and education. Mike Braun was born in Jasper, Indiana, a small town in Dubois County, to a family with deep roots in the community. His parents, Juanita and Harry Braun, were of German descent, and Braun grew up with a strong sense of family and community values. Braun attended Jasper High School, where he was involved in various sports and student activities. After high school, he pursued higher education at Wabash College in Crawfordsville, Indiana, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in economics. His time at Wabash was marked by his participation in athletics, particularly basketball, which instilled in him a competitive spirit and teamwork ethos. Following his undergraduate studies, Braun went on to Harvard Business School, where he obtained an MBA. This education equipped him with the business knowledge that would later prove invaluable in his entrepreneurial ventures. Early career. After completing his MBA, Mike Braun returned to Indiana and began his career in the business world. He initially worked for a company in the auto parts industry, gaining experience in operations and management. In 1986, Braun founded Meyer Distributing, an auto parts distribution company. Starting from a modest operation, he expanded the business significantly, employing over 1,000 people across multiple states. His leadership at Meyer Distributing was characterized by a hands-on approach, often working alongside his employees to understand the business from the ground up. Braun's business success was not just in growth but also in maintaining a family-oriented company culture, which he credits to his upbringing and the values instilled by his parents. His entrepreneurial journey was marked by a commitment to community involvement, often seen sponsoring local events and supporting educational initiatives. Election history. Mike Braun's political career began somewhat unexpectedly. In 2014, he decided to run for the Indiana State Senate, representing District 45. His campaign focused on his outsider status and his business experience, which he argued would bring a fresh perspective to state politics. He won the election, defeating the incumbent Democrat. During his tenure in the state Senate, Braun was known for his conservative fiscal policies and his push for government efficiency. He served on several committees, including Commerce and Technology, and was recognized for his efforts in reducing government waste. In 2018, Braun set his sights on the U.S. Senate, challenging Democratic incumbent Joe Donnelly. His campaign capitalized on his outsider image, his business background, and his promise to bring a business-like approach to Washington. He won the Republican primary and then the general election, defeating Donnelly by a margin of 50.7% to 45.0%. Political stances. Mike Braun's political philosophy is rooted in conservative principles, emphasizing limited government, fiscal responsibility, and free market economics. He has been a vocal advocate for reducing federal spending and has often criticized what he sees as government overreach. On healthcare, Braun supports market-driven solutions and has expressed skepticism about government-run programs like Medicare for All. He advocates for reforms that would increase competition and reduce costs through private sector innovation. In terms of education, Braun supports school choice initiatives, believing that parents should have the ability to choose the best educational environment for their children, including charter schools and voucher programs. Regarding immigration, Braun has called for stronger border security and a merit-based immigration system. He supports legal immigration but has been critical of policies that he believes encourage illegal immigration. On environmental issues, while acknowledging the importance of environmental protection, Braun tends to favor policies that balance economic growth with conservation efforts. He has supported deregulation in some sectors to promote business development while advocating for responsible stewardship of natural resources. Braun's stance on social issues often aligns with traditional conservative values. He is pro-life, supports the Second Amendment, and has expressed concerns about what he perceives as threats to religious freedom. His approach to foreign policy is cautious, advocating for a strong national defense but also for a more restrained use of military force abroad, focusing on diplomacy and strategic alliances. Mike Braun, the senator from Indiana, has garnered significant support due to his strong stance on economic conservatism. His background as a successful businessman before entering politics gives him a unique perspective on economic issues, which resonates with many constituents who value fiscal responsibility and free market principles. Braun's advocacy for reducing government spending, cutting taxes, and deregulating businesses appeals to those who believe in less government intervention in the economy. His commitment to these principles is seen as a breath of fresh air in a political landscape often criticized for its bureaucratic inefficiencies. Another reason for Braun's support is his approach to healthcare reform. He has been vocal about the need for market-driven solutions to lower costs and increase competition, which aligns with many voters' frustrations with the current healthcare system. His opposition to the Affordable Care Act, while controversial, is appreciated by those who feel that government overreach in healthcare has led to inefficiencies and higher costs. By promoting transparency in pricing and supporting cross-state insurance purchases, Braun positions himself as a champion for consumer choice and competition in healthcare. Braun's emphasis on local governance and states' rights also plays a significant role in his popularity. He argues that many issues are better handled at the state or local level rather than by federal mandates, which appeals to those who feel that Washington, D.C., is too disconnected from the daily lives of Americans. This stance not only fosters a sense of community empowerment but also aligns with the conservative principle of limited federal government. His efforts to return power to the states have made him a favorite among those who prioritize local control and autonomy. On the issue of education, Braun supports school choice, which has won him favor among parents and educators who believe in the right to select the best educational environment for their children. His push for charter schools, vouchers, and education savings accounts reflects a broader conservative push for educational reform, aiming to break what many see as a monopoly by public schools. This policy stance is particularly appealing in Indiana, where there's a growing demand for alternatives to traditional public schooling. Lastly, Braun's personal appeal cannot be understated. His down-to-earth demeanor and his narrative of being an outsider to the political establishment resonate with voters tired of career politicians. His campaign slogan, "Hoosier Common Sense," encapsulates his approach to governance, which is seen as pragmatic and grounded in the values of his constituents. His ability to connect with everyday Hoosiers through his life story and his straightforward communication style has built a loyal base that appreciates his authenticity and commitment to representing their interests in Washington. Mike Braun, a senator from Indiana, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons, one of which is his stance on healthcare. His support for repealing the Affordable Care Act, ACA, without a clear, comprehensive replacement plan has alarmed many constituents who rely on the protections and benefits provided by the ACA. People fear that without a robust alternative, millions could lose their health insurance, leading to increased medical costs and decreased access to care. Another point of contention is Braun's environmental policies. He has been criticized for his skepticism towards climate change and his support for deregulation in the energy sector. Environmentalists and younger voters, in particular, view his positions as detrimental to the fight against climate change, potentially leading to long-term environmental degradation and economic costs. His opposition to initiatives aimed at reducing carbon emissions and promoting renewable energy sources has alienated those who prioritize environmental sustainability. Braun's economic policies also draw criticism, especially his approach to taxation and government spending. Advocates for progressive taxation and social welfare programs argue that his policies favor the wealthy and large corporations at the expense of the middle and lower classes. His endorsement of tax cuts for high earners and businesses, coupled with his resistance to increasing the minimum wage, has led to accusations of economic elitism. Many feel that his economic strategies do not address the widening income inequality gap, which is a significant concern for many Americans. On the issue of education, Braun's support for school choice and voucher programs has sparked debate. Opponents argue that these policies could drain resources from public schools, which serve the majority of students, particularly in rural and economically disadvantaged areas. There's a fear that this could lead to a two-tier education system where only those who can afford private education benefit, further exacerbating educational disparities. His stance on reducing federal oversight in education also raises concerns about the potential decline in educational standards and accountability. Lastly, Braun's approach to social issues has not resonated with all constituents. His conservative views on topics like abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control have positioned him at odds with more liberal or moderate voters. His votes and statements on these issues often reflect a traditionalist viewpoint, which many see as out of touch with the evolving social norms and the desires of a diverse electorate. This has led to a perception that he does not represent the full spectrum of his constituents' values and needs. In summary, Senator Mike Braun's policies and positions on healthcare, environmental protection, economic equity, education, and social issues have created a divide. Many feel that his legislative priorities do not align with the broader needs of Indiana's diverse population, leading to a lack of support from those who seek more progressive or inclusive policies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.